And for your prayer requests or your praise report, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Pastor John P. Key, Miranda Curtis in the VIP Mass Choir coming up next with I Love You, Lord, I Do. Amen, 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 amen. That's my testimony.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm persuaded that the blood of Jesus was shed for those that are lost. Those that agree, start applauding right now. Sing Mass Choir.
5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, the Sunday, February 21st, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Our special theme today is all about the love of Jesus, and we're dedicating it to the memory of Cecil Leroy Cummings, Deacon Cecil Leroy Cummings. He was deacon at the Pentecostal Tabernacle Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Bishop Brian C. Green is the senior pastor. And we're sending this one out to the church and all of its members at the Pentecostal Tabernacle. And we played the studio version of this song earlier in the program, Heather Headley and Smokey Norfolk with Jesus is Love. Here is the live version, sending out to Bishop Brian Green and all the members at Pentecostal Tabernacle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to the stage to help me sing this song, Miss Heather Headley.
Down.
is Heather Hadley. Hallelujah.
It's 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. and we've played a ton of music. Let me go back and recap what we played in this last set. We heard Kirk Franklin with Still in Love. J.J. Hairston teamed up with Ty Tribbett along with Youthful Praise and Love Lifted Me. Alvin Slaughter with I Receive Your Love For Me. And we pray that you have received his love. And if so, please give me a call so I can send you that material at 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be here till about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. Or you can write to me for that material. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Then we hear from Pastor Donnie McClurkin, along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you did come, and if so, please contact us for that material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Christ. And they were followed by Pastor John P. Key, Miranda Curtis, and the VIP Mass Choir with I Love You, Lord, I Do. Just conclude the set with Smokey Norfolk and Heather Headley, the live version of Jesus' Love. Sending that one out to Bishop Brian Green and the members of the Pentecostal Tabernacle Church in Cambridge, where Deacon Cummings was, I guess, senior deacon there. Okay, 7:14 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're going to get in one more song before we go before the Lord in prayer, because I want to remind you that we are going before the Lord in prayer in about 6 or 7 minutes more. So, if you have a prayer request, the number to call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'm going to join with the many Christians in our audience and bring your prayer requests, your praise report before God's throne, 617-627-3800. Before we go before the Lord in prayer, here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. How great is your love? You can't measure it. It's beyond measurement. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir here on Sounds of Praise. How great is your love? 7:19. As I said, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Many. How did that happen? Quite a few years ago, I used to play this song as a lead-in for the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And my good friends, Kenrith Plummer and his wife, Debbie, used to call in and get on my case if I didn't play it. So, because Debbie Plummer is the oldest daughter of beloved Deacon Cecil Cummings, I pulled this one out, and I'm going to dedicate it to Kendra and Matthew Plummer. They're the grandchildren of our Deacon Cecil Cummings, and this is a song entitled by Pastor Calvin Bernard Roan, entitled "Turn It Over." And I know how hard it must be to have lost a loving grandfather, but as you turn the burdens over to Jesus, He will bring you through. Kendra and Matthew, this one is for you. And this is the beginning of the lead-in into our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. It's still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. 617-627-3800.
Have you tried to fix it?
Have you tried to fix it?
But there's no resolve.
But there is no resolve.
And if when you sit down and think about it,
when you think about it,
it seems worse than before. You need to turn it over to Jesus.
To Jesus Christ, the Lord.
That's why we say, turn it over.
Turn it over.
You need to turn it over.
Turn it over.
Then here's what you gotta do.
Take your hands off. Get out of the way.
You just gotta turn it over.
Turn it over to Him.
one more thing I want to share with you. Listen.
If you've been crying, your heart filled with pain, your mind full of doubt, thinking there's no way out, well, I say be encouraged.
You know why?
The victory is yours. Dry your tears and turn it over, yes, to Jesus Christ the Lord. Will you help me say,
turn it over.
That's all you got to do.
Turn it over.
Then you just take your hand.
Take your hands off. Get out of the way.
You simply need to turn it over.
Said turn it over.
Turn it over. Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Tell them what you gotta do.
Take your hands off. Get out of the way.
Can you say that? Turn it over.
Turn it over. Turn it over. Let Jesus handle it. Turn it over to Him.
Come on, Altos. Tell Him to turn it over.
Turn it over.
Yeah. Oh,
turn
yes.
it over. Take your hands off. Get out of the way.
Just turn. Soprano said, come on, turn it over.
Turn it over. Turn it over.
Let Jesus
take your hands off.
Let Jesus get in the way.
Get out of the way.
You just step back and turn it over.
Turn it over.
Oh, Lord, hey.
Turn it over.
Let Jesus.
Turn your problems.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn your situation over.
Turn it over to Him.
Your financial situation.
Turn it over to Him.
That trouble in your mind.
Turn it over to Him.
Just say turn it.
Turn it.
Just turn it.
Turn it.
Turn it over.
Turn it.
Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn it over.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn it over.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn it over.
Turn it over to Him.
Turn it
over to Him.
That's all you got to do tonight.
And right now, Deacon Cummings is in the presence of the King. This is Tamala Mann.
Bring me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me.
Thank you.
And that's what happens when believers in Jesus Christ come before the throne of Almighty God. We enter into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for Taylor Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. She's from Buffalo, New York, 17 years old, brown hair and brown eyes, and 5 feet tall, 110 pounds. She's been missing since May the 3rd, 2015. Taylor Reyes, missing from Buffalo, New York, 17 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet tall, 110 pounds. We're praying that God is going to minister in that situation. We're praising God with Michelle of Medford for healing for her back as God is continuing to work in her life. She's still looking for deliverance from smoking. We pray that God's going to continue to touch her also from pain in her leg as well. But we're praising God for what he's done already. And we have been, we dedicated this program to the memory of our deacon Cecil Cummings. And there have been a number of other families who lost loved ones recently. We're praying for the Lockett family. They lost a loved one. The Daniels family, the McLaurin family, and the Petrowski family, who all lost loved ones. So we're praying that God's going to minister in each one of those situations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing that destroys yokes and sets individuals free as we place our faith and trust in you. So many things that we encounter during these recent days make us wonder about if we are going to be able to make it. But then we think of Jesus, who delivered us from our sin, and so therefore you have the power to deliver us from financial problems, from physical problems, anything that we encounter that's negative, you have the power to deliver your people from. And so therefore we come this morning with thanksgiving in our heart, realizing, O Lord, that you're going to do great and wondrous things in the lives of those who are desperately in need of a touch from you. So we bring Taylor Reyes before you, Lord, from Buffalo, New York. She's been missing since May the 3rd, 2015. And we pray, O Lord, you would minister in her life, Lord, deliver her, reunite her with her family and friends, those who've been praying for her, those whose hearts have been broken, wondering what's taken place. We're asking you to intercede mightily in that situation. You alone know where she is and what's taking place, and you alone have the answer. And so therefore, we're placing our faith and our trust in you, looking to you to do more than we might be able to do on our own, and those who are involved in the search process. We pray you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray, O Lord, that she be found safe and that you return her to her home, Lord, and to loved ones, Lord, and may this situation cause many to recognize, as they place their faith and trust in you, you are the deliverer. And you can do more than we can ask or think or desire. So we're claiming victory in the situation. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we're praising God with her for the healing you've accomplished in her back. And we pray, oh Lord, you continue to work in the rest of her body. She's facing another procedure, I believe, for her leg as well this week. And we pray, oh Lord, you would minister in that situation as well and deliver her from smoking. Father, we know you're able to do that. So we're placing our faith and our trust and our confidence in you in her behalf, praying, oh Lord, that you would do great and mighty things. And we're waiting for that report that you have done that great work in her behalf that she's looking for. And we're praising you in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Cummings family, the Lockett family, the Daniels family, the McLaurin family, the Petrowski family, all who have lost loved ones, Lord, we pray, O God, you would minister your healing touch in the lives of those loved ones who remain. Pray that you would strengthen them, you would guide them, you would anoint them with your presence. bring great healing and deliverance into their hearts and into their lives. May they recognize, O Lord, if they place their faith and trust in you, that they can be blessed by the great presence of your Holy Spirit. And through your word, may they be encouraged to go forward in you, because we know, Almighty God, you're able to resolve every situation and strengthen them and work all things together for good to those who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. If they're unsaved individuals in those families, Lord, we pray you would bring them to the saving grace and keeping power of Jesus Christ the Lord, and may they have an even greater motivation to go forward in the days which are ahead, praising and thanking you for all things. In your great love we pray, amen. 7:40 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. I want to let you know that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can call it into our office number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, VB, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive your message, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there can also join in and rejoice with you in praise or pray for you, whatever the situation might be. 7:41 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown. And we've been bringing you a special program entitled It's All About the Love of Jesus, and we've been dedicating it to the memory of Deacon Cecil Leroy Cummings. And you know, you just know, I was not going to end the program without playing something for Kathleen Cummings, the wife of our dear Deacon Cummings. And we pray that this will be a blessing to her, to allow her to know that even though she's lost her loved one, she still has the love of Jesus, and there is no greater love. Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC here on Sounds of Praise.
is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case. I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, no one to dry your tears, but I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I will never do you wrong. Out in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel mine.
I've already gone to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love,
to make you feel my love.
So everybody needs love, everybody needs love. Mariah Houghton.
Israel and Mariah Houghton here on Sounds of Praise with To Make You Feel My Love in the Name of Love. At the homegoing service of Deacon Cecil Cummings, they play the song that they sang a song. I'm going to play a song that broke everybody up. And we're going to bring you the Donnie McClurkin version with Richard Smallwood on the piano. And this is Total Praise.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.